If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and great having you on board. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much.
And so today kind of launches the first day of the Great American Comeback series on our program here today, and that we welcome you to call in today. It's a little bit different direction that we've taken. We talked about it a little bit on Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit more about it today. And the phone number you can reach us at 757-488-5299. That's 757-488-5299. This is a program that's sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, which is one of the firms that I'm involved with. I'm the CEO, the president, the director, the whole shebang. But we have some awesome Christian attorneys and some awesome staff that operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, communities, and employees. And that's a big, long statement to say that we care about you, and that if you would like to call us, you can reach us at www.debtfreeva.com. We have a chat assistant on the website that'll get you directly to me. If I'm not available because I'm on the show or some other place, then it'll set you up an appointment. That we do a lot of bankruptcies at the Alliance Legal Group. We file as many or more than any law practice in Hampton Roads. You know, we got about 1 million people out in this area, about another 500,000 over there on the peninsula. And not saying so much as far as the peninsula, but in the south side, Hampton Roads area, that 2-to-1 chapter 7s that we file more than anybody else. That's, you know, an approximation. So, you know, it's not going to be like exact, but especially during this pandemic that we've seen, quote unquote, plandemic, you know, this thing that the CCP virus, whatever you want to call it, that we've been filing a lot of chapter 7s. Not as many chapter 13s because there's not foreclosures and other things going on right now that usually are one of the main sort of things that we file, but we file quite a few of those. And so if you have any kind of financial issues, any kind of debt-related questions, that please send them in today. That, again, that we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, what some people out there call the globalist and the multinationalist and the bad guys basically call the Great Reset. We're calling it, however, our opportunity to effect a great American comeback. And so that, you know, it's always the good versus evil thing going on. And, you know, Americans aren't a bunch of spineless jellyfish sort of individuals. We got a heritage, you know, and it's a Christian heritage. And, you know, so the bottom line is that we're called to stand, to make a stand, to stand up for what's right. And the world has yet to see what God can do with a man or a nation fully committed to him. You know, and so that's Dwight Moody's, one of his, you know, quoted sayings that he was famous for. But, you know, there's a lot to be said about that, you know, and so that we always are supposed to expect or hope for the best, you know, sometimes prepare for the worst, but they keep pressing on in Jesus. And, you know, we're gonna, and so the name of this program going forward is going to be The Great American Comeback. And it's not going to be just about America. It's going to be about individuals all across this nation and across this commonwealth that, you know, have been set back. They're trying to reset them to something different than what that we would like to see the Lord do in their lives, and that we want to see a great American comeback in each person's life in this nation. And so it's a program that we're going to just be hearing from folks that are out there that may have had a rough time this year, may have had some setbacks, but that one of the things that really just inspires the heart is seeing a great American comeback.
Do you have a particular topic or a question you want to throw out there to listeners to get them to call in?
Sure. So, you know, I think we're going to probably hear from Pastor Don today. And you know, one of the things that that has caused us to be set back, that we need to come back from, is this cultural Marxism. You know, some people call it political correctness, but that the one of the big factors in political correctness or cultural Marxism, this ideology that is basically one that has seeped in for the last 100 years in America. It's socialism, but it's even more it's more diabolical than that. It is it's a mindset. It's an ideological framework that deconstructs who we are as a Judeo-American country. It takes away the foundations purposely so that we are loosed from our foundation. That's why you see this cancel culture out there. That's why you see that you know, listen, you can say what you want to say as far as Black Lives Matters, but I was watching the North Carolina lieutenant governor this morning. Go to Gateway Pundit. Wonderful, wonderful stay. And the North Carolina lieutenant governor, he's a Republican, black gentleman, powerful. It's like a preacher, you know, just up there. And he was saying, listen, you know, what's happened to this country during the last year is this attempted great reset that's been put on us by globalists, by those infiltrators that have sided with those globalists, by people like Antifa, who have they're purely communistic in origin. And then he spoke of Black Lives Matter, and that, you know, he would purposely, he would propose and say very vehemently that, you know, they don't care about black folks. That's not what their focus is. It's not about Black Lives Mattering to them. You know, that the issue is that they have a communist agenda that they're trying that they're being used by, and trying to push that under the rubric of, you know, Black Lives Matter. You know, that of course they matter. All lives matter. And so that you asked me a specific question. You know, is there something specific? So yes. Yeah, so one of the things that this cancel culture, this cultural Marxism does, is along with deconstructing our history, it creates victim mentalities, winners and losers, so that they fight against each other. So that basically that ultimately the government wins, nobody wins at the bottom, but that they have this animosity and this friction that happens in the masses that always pits one side against the other. You saw it in Russia, you know, when they had the proletariats and the bourgeois, and that the rich and the poor, and that they say that one's your enemy, and that they just created this. And of course, the only ones that profited were the people at the top. You know, the socialist communist government at the top. Part and parcel of that whole sort of equation of how you infiltrate the schools and the society is this thing that you're hearing more and more about. And we wanted to really just throw the word out there so we can start understanding what that word means. As a parent, I know you know the word. It's called critical race theory. And that's a, you know, what is critical race theory? What is CRT? What is the big deal about? What's going on about that? And so we've got a doctor of theology, my friend, Pastor Dr. Mills, Pastor Dr. Donald Mills. I think it's like, you'll have to tell me what his middle initial. I forgot what that is. He's on the phone with us right now. Don, are you there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How you doing today? Since this morning, since the morning prayer time this morning.
Oh, doing quite well, thank you.
Good.
Doing fine.
And so maybe I've kind of laid enough of a base, you know, how we're starting this great American comeback is, you know, we have to figure out one of the things about, from a national perspective, you know, that again, that sometimes we go to the local perspective, some of the personal, but today we're looking at the national perspective as far as a great American comeback. One of the things we have to know is know what the problem is, know who the enemies are, and know what's going on. And one of the things we've talked about is this critical race theory. Can you, first of all, let me just say, for folks that have not been introduced to Pastor Don Mills. That we co-pastor a church, a Trinity Christian Church, over there in downtown Suffolk. We'd love to have you there at 128 Franklin Street. And the Don is also the chaplain and my, I don't want to say partner in crime, my colleague at Christian Rights Ministries, where we defend Christian rights. And so that means, what do we do when we defend Christian rights? Well, we defend and preserve God-given inalienable rights. And what we seek to do is we seek to help those that are seeing their fundamental First Amendment values under attack, and that they don't know what to do. And so that we're hooked up with the Alliance Legal Group with a whole bunch of very powerful ministries. And Christian Rights Ministries coordinates efforts between those ministries, like Alliance Defending Freedom, Liberty Council, that's Matt Staver's group in Florida, the Rutherford Institute, which is not purely Christian but very libertarian, John Rutherford, and other great and wonderful ministries that seek to preserve the national foundational values, you know, the First Amendment Christian values that we have. And so we partner alongside of those. And so Don is part of that whole ministry effort that we call Christian Rights Ministries, Trinity Christian Church, and Alliance Legal Group. He's part of that whole sort of rubric of companies that basically have thrown their best effort into joining with those ministries and with others to, usually at no cost, usually on a pro bono basis. And so he's likely one of the people that you'll end up speaking to if you call it Christian Rights Ministries to kind of coordinate efforts. And so, Don, today we're talking about critical race theory. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what critical race theory is?
Well, critical race theory is closely related to the other things that you talked about, which include neo-Marxism, Black Lives Matter, cancel culture. All of these are interrelated to one extent or another. But critical race theory has several elements to it. Basically, it believes that racism is ingrained in the very fabric and system of our society. Mm-hmm. So basically, it means that...
Is that what we hear, like, what is that? They always say, they call it systemic
racism.
Systemic racism. That's part, yeah. That's part of systemic racism. That's
yeah.
part of CRT, yeah.
It's inherent in our culture because our culture is dominated by the white man's ideology, and therefore that needs to be rejected. Let me just give you about four things that came from a book by Vodi Balcom, who is a black scholar and intellectual, and he's getting this from them. He says that racism is normal. That's first thing. Secondly, convergence theory, which means that the only reason why whites will try to help blacks is if it furthers their interest. Okay, so anything that is done by whites on behalf of blacks is only out of self-interest. And it's also against liberalism. Now, liberalism in the good sense, which means equality, legal reasoning, the Enlightenment, use of reason, use of logic, use of science, and neutral principles, the objectivity of knowledge. And then knowledge is socially constructed, which is a way of saying that knowledge is not objective. Knowledge is not absolute. Knowledge is only driven by the community or the people group from which you're raised, the social group. And so for white people, that's the scientific method and use of reason and logic, whereas others, especially of the black culture, engage in what they call storytelling. Okay, and then finally, experiential knowledge is what's most important. So that's really what's going on, is that anything that, you know, we think that equality is a good thing. They think it's white. We think that equal protection under the law and individual rights and all those things are good, when in fact they're bad because they're part of the white culture. So there is absolutely no way that...
They think that equal protection is bad?
Yeah, they think equal protection is bad too because they think it's all part of systemic racism, that the white man uses that. If it's part of the European Enlightenment, that therefore it has.
Well, wasn't the Constitution based upon the European Enlightenment? I mean, part of the natural
yes.
law. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the Constitution
sure.
that we revere and protects our fundamental rights that has given us the greatest nation that this world has ever known, that have protected liberties and created an America that is unsurpassed in freedom to any country in the world. That those are all part of that European Enlightenment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But see, what they want to have done is they want to have a complete overthrow of the entire social structure, which then means that because they think it's systemically racist and it favors only white people in their whiteness, that needs to be undermined. The foundations need to be teared down, and they need to come up with something else, which now, actually, of course, you know, is Marxism.
So it's really just a bait and switch. They're saying, listen, all this, you know, you can't trust the Constitution, you can't trust the legal system, you can't trust any of this because white people made it, when they came over from Europe. So let's get rid of that, and then we're going to put something in better, right? Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, what they have better is really not better. It's the standard ploy where they're going to throw subjection and enslavement based upon not having their rights protected.
Right. Now, here's the thing. A white person who believes he is the most colorblind individual ever, that he doesn't have a racist bone or cell in his body, is still a racist just because he is white. That's mm-hmm. critical race theory. It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, just today, there came out an item written by a guy who basically says that, let me see if I can just...
Oh, that professor from the Northeast,
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just crazy what this guy is advocating.
But people are buying it, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, they're pushing it like to the kids, aren't they? Like to the grade school kids.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Do you have the quote from that quote unquote professor?
Yes, I'm looking for it right now.
Well, the bottom line is critical race theory creates that victim mentality that they want to do because it's all about victim mentality. It's all about we're talking today about the great American comeback. The only way what one of the things that they try to instill in people is that they can never make it unless the government helps them, that they don't have it within them to be able to because they're very anti-God, so it's not God's not going to help you, that this is very much a socialism, communism, it's about the government being God. And so that mm-hmm. so it's certainly not God going to help you, and so you're down to yourself, and that they somehow create this government as not being a bunch of people put together, but this outside sort of father figure, this godlike figure that can come in and help you. And so we need to empower the government to be able to help they create the winners and the losers. And so they want this socialist government God sort of entity to help the victims overcome against their aggressors. And so in order to do that, they have to, and so they do that in every sector of the society, whether it be males and females. Of course, the aggressors are the patriarchal males that have, always subjected the women. So they need to create the division between the men and the women, between the races. Of course, that they have found a great opportunity in racial division. And so they pit these people, and then they bombard them with education, so-called, from the grade school up to teach kids that, for instance, for children of color, for people that are not otherwise, for anybody that's not white, that the white people are your enemy. They actually teach them that.
Yes.
They teach them that they're
right.
inherently racist,
so,
and they're against you. Go ahead.
Yes. Let me mention something. The Smithsonian has something up that was eventually taken down.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
called Aspects and Assumptions of White Color or White Culture. One of it is rugged individualism, family structure, emphasis on scientific method, history, Protestant work ethic, religion, status, power, and authority, future orientation, aesthetics, holidays, justice, and competition, and communication. All of those things are considered to be part and parcel of the white culture, if you can actually believe that.
So the things they advocate in critical race theory, in order to get rid of white supremacy, in order to get to the root of the problem, which is the white mentality, the white. In fact, they say it's an incurable disease. They said that being white is an incurable disease, didn't they? What did that professor say? Did he say something about it being?
He said that it's a malignant, parasitic-like condition to which white people have particular susceptibility. It's foundational. There's no cure for it.
Who said this? What was that professor's name?
His name is Donald Moss, and he wrote an article in the Journal of the American Psychoanalytic Association.
I mean, that's a peer-reviewed sort of article. I mean, isn't it?
So I mean, now, of course, everybody jumped all over him, telling me he's crazy. But that's what people are amazed at, that this even got into a journal like this.
Yeah.
It's incurable, it can't be fit. And he himself is a white guy.
Yeah.
So go and figure that out. I mean, so he pretty much.
Well, it doesn't have to do with being white or black. It's about subjection and communism. It's about brainwashing a populace. You know, you say it's something enough. I forgot who said it. Was it Stalin? You tell a lie big enough and long enough that people will believe it.
Right.
And
so racism gets completely redefined. Mm-hmm. It's no longer showing favoritism to one person over another because of their skin color. Racism is something that infects an entire people group, and it's only the whites that are infected.
Right.
With it.
That's part of the critical race theory is that, for instance, that the only whites can be racist because they're the ones with the power. I've heard that even if you are very anti-white, you can't be racist because, by definition, that the only people that can be racist are white.
And that's what's being taught in many of our public schools, even in Virginia.
So you could be a person of color and just hate white people because they're white, because you've been taught that way. You've been taught that it's good, it's appropriate. I've even heard preachers, seminary professors. We had a seminary professor not too long back that was teaching that as part of the seminary structure.
Right, and there's a devotional written by a lady, and in it she says, "Dear God, please help me to wait. Please help me to hate white people, or at least to want to hate them. I want to stop caring about them individually, collectively. I want to stop caring about their misguided
soul." It's true. Colleen's looking at me like she's dumbfounded. But that, every morning we get together, and we only have like 4 minutes, Don, but to start off, the reason we're mentioning this today is that it's not mentioned in normal conversation, that it's coming out only because parents hear about it, that their children are being taught, quote unquote, critical race theory. What is this? What are my kids learning? What are my kids being taught? And in order to have a great American comeback, one of the big things, the Foundation for American Christian Education tell us all the time, they're a little group over there on, not a little group, but they're a nice little ministry over there on Portsmouth Boulevard, we have to change the public education. If your kids are in public school, you probably have no idea what they're being taught, what's being projected into their growing minds. And it's subliminal. It's not, and often, that it's undetected by parents until, it's too late, and that these kids have these attitudes, and these kids have these ingrained attitudes taught by people they respect, that they are being put under, and that they have this hatred towards, and not just black folks against white folks, that white folks, like this gentleman, this professor, they get taught that's the truth, that people are just, if you're white, then you're racist because of, by definition, that's who you are. That's why you hear people saying, "Sure, what do you mean? you don't believe in systemic racism. Of course it's systemic. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a great idea and be white, black, or blue. A great idea like those that are embedded in our Constitution are great ideas, no matter who penned them. Those people weren't perfect. Like, we've talked about that before. You know that back in that day that there were slave holders, of which some of those were folks that signed off on the Constitution. That doesn't stop the principles that they espoused from being correct, from being natural law-based truths. So in order to have a great American comeback, we need to start figuring out why we're at where we're at. And one of the big reasons is we've forgotten God. And so, Colleen, I'm going to let you say a couple words, and I'm going to let Don, and then I'm going to finish up.
No, thank you for sharing that. And we are going to keep these topics going every Tuesday and Thursday at 12:30. And again, it's, you know, what you were mentioning was stuff I don't even know. And so we need to be aware. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Don?
Yes, thank you for that. There's a lot more we could say. We should look at it from the Christian point of view, especially, and why Christians should not espouse this kind of theory. Thank you.
Absolutely. And again, remember that you can always contact us at the Alliance Legal Group at www.debtfreeva.com. You can speak to us. We can set you an appointment. We're just bringing this to you because, again, we want to see America come back. We want to see your life have the great American comeback. Well, God bless you. We look forward to talking to you and seeing you again next Tuesday at 12:30. Until then, take care and God bless.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.